Hello everybody, good day. Today is a very foggy day as I drive to work. It's 6:30 a.m. I think it's June something, I don't know. It's Saturday anyway, I think June 16th, 17th, something like that. And I'm driving to work for my next 4 days of 12 hours on, 12 hours off. Do the first 12 hours on days, and then I get a break, 24-hour break, and then I start my nights. Yay! So, I'm off. Now, one thing I really like about doing it on a, doing work on a Saturday is I kind of get to chill out a little bit and put my thoughts on paper. I spend usually the first hour of the day making sure everything's cool at work, and then if I get a chance, I sit down and I start writing. Just writing and writing and writing. And today I plan to do that because I am due to release a podcast episode today. Yay! That'll have to happen tonight. So what I'm going to do is craft the show notes, craft the ideas, put it down on paper because you don't want to wing it on a podcast because it just sounds too fragmented. And I'll totally admit here that I have even gone almost as far as to read, you know, a couple pages of thoughts on a podcast, but that's what I'm trying to get away from, try to be more free-flowing. However, you can't be 100% free-flowing. You gotta have notes, man. If you don't, you're gonna get lost, baby. A couple of things I'll be talking about today on the podcast is the Boss Jock app, which I really, really like. I think through some evolution, that is gonna be potentially a game changer in the podcasting world and in the way of creating content, as I've mentioned before. Also, the big iOS changes for Apple. Even more news came out yesterday that Apple is removing podcasts from iTunes. Now, truthfully, I do have mixed feelings about that. In a way, on the good side, podcasting seems to have grown up, seems to have gotten some respect because it is being separated into its own app. However, the sheer volume of people searching on iTunes and that being removed, podcasting being removed from iTunes, I'm not sure how that's going to affect it. Because the big draw has been people going to iTunes and searching, just putting categories in and podcasting coming up. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. I think it's a more leaning toward the positives from what I've read from others talking as well. The other things I'm going to be talking about on the podcast are going to be some of the sessions I attended at Blog World New York City, some of the people I met, some of the inspiration that I've gotten, and some of the future episodes. So keep an eye out in the next few days as I drag my butt in front of the microphone and create another podcast. I say that with love. I really do like doing the podcast. It's just a lot of work. You got to fit it into your schedule. That's the key. Having met some of the other podcasters there who have been doing it for years, that seemed to be the theme, is that you just got to produce, man. You got to love what you do. And you got to produce, whether that's blogging, podcasting, or writing. You know, every day do a little bit, and I've been guilty of it. I have not been able to do it every day. I've not been able to concentrate on creating content every day, and it's just been gnawing at me. It's just sort of like a little mosquito flying around. I know I gotta do it, but you know what? I got my daughter's birthday party out of the way. That was yesterday. So I'm gonna be home free. Long as it's not super busy at work, I'll have a little bit of time to get away from the noise. But folks, keep an eye out in the next couple of days for the new podcast, and you can check that out on iTunes for now, The Local Method, or go to www.thelocalmethod.com. And also, guys, let's connect on Twitter, and we'll go from there. You can connect on Twitter at The Local Method. Bye now. Have a great day.